Online Podcast 117. Hello everyone. It is Friday, 5:36, and Chai is in my lap, crawling like crazy, and he's hungry, and he's fine. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for all your email messages and your voice messages. It really meant a whole lot for me and really helped me. And Tash is like a worm. Oh, he has a little mouse. He brought me a little mouse. Okay, go fetch. And you don't know, Chai fetches the mouse and he'll bring it back. Oh, not this time, because he's going to go check out his food. So I just want to let you know that Chai is okay. He has something chronic, but it is not as bad as I thought it would be. So I'm relieved. The only thing, he came back. He, want to say hi, buddy? Say hi, everybody. We're so concerned for you, buddy boy. Come go get the mouse. Go get the mouse. And I just want to let you know that he's fine. What is wrong is that I think he was exposed to... I'm gonna pause. How about that? I'm going to clear my throat. Okay. I'm back. And I just wanted to... I forgot where was I. But I was saying, the problem that Chai has... That Chai playing in the back. He has his little mouse and he dropped his mouse into my this plastic bag containing some, I don't know what, and he's dropped the mouse in there. So he's making a lot of noise. He's doing fine. Oh my gosh. Thank you for all. I already said that. But what I'm trying to say is he has a... when he was on the street before he was adopted by the foster family, he was exposed to, I think, the herpes virus or something. And I'm not kidding. And so he was, I don't really know what it is, but the main thing that what I'm looking for is that he's going to be okay. The only complication that he will have is periodically he would have some infection caused by the bone structure damage that's caused by the virus up in his nasal cavity. And because of that, he's gonna be likely to get infection. So what we have to do is just to keep him on antibiotics when he needs it. And he's just gonna be continue sneezing, but he's gonna be healthy and he's gonna live a normal life. And the only thing that we have to watch out is he would sneeze all over the place, and the blood that's coming from the sneezing is actually just sneezing too much, and it's not going to hurt him or anything. We just keep him on medication. And so he will be all right, and he will be a happy sneezing snot machine. I know, snot rocket is what the doctor said, the vet said. So he'll be a tiny little snot rocket, but my snot rocket is fine. And as long as he's okay, I'm okay. And once again, I want to thank all of you. As of today, I'm sure other people would write also, but as of now, I want to thank Puffy for... I just now got your message. I just came back from the vet, so I just now got your message. Puffy, thank you so much for the message. It's very, very nice of you. I'll try to probably call you back also. And then also want to thank Stephen Yu from Penang. Thank you for sending your message on my comment site, on my website's comment area, whatever. And also want to send Felicia. Felicia was the first one who sent me a very nice voicemail. I will try to play it on my next actual, like, full show. And and of course, Jeff and Kenny, who were great friends in real life as well as my listeners. So... And thank you so much for your concern and your, here's the little boy again. and so you'll be seeing a whole lot of Chai on video, I'm sure. And also thank you to Peter from Oh My Pod for sending a nice message also. I really thank you. It really helped me. Even though I was worried, I was sad, I was crying, it really, really helped. And I hope that you would send all your love to Madge also, because Gussie is sick. And despite all that, I got my strength and courage from Madge. And I just want to... I just want you to send your love to Madge. And also... You know, applaud her courage and an inspiration for me. And I send all my love to all of you out there who send messages. Hello, little buddy. Who knew such a little cat can cause such a big impact? Hey, little buddy boy. Oh, daddy love you. He's right here in my lap. So thank you, all of you. I love you all. I know it's corny, but I can really feel the love. And I want you to send all your love and in regards to Midge and Gussie also. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I'm so glad he's okay. And I will continue doing my shows. It was so... sudden that I almost thought about not stopping my show for a while, and I'm glad I posted my previous show and getting so much support from you, and I'm sorry if I caused you any unnecessary worry, but I just feel so much love from all of you. Thank you so much. And as Madge Weinstein said, you can only get this from a podcast. A real life, and we definitely put humanity back to radio, if you want to call it that way. Thank you so much. Love you all. Say bye bye, boy. Hey, meow. Anyway, he's in here in my arms. Thank you so much. Thank you, Felicia. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Vincent. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Kenny. And thank you, Puffy. And thank you, Madge, for that. Such a good message that you sent me, and I send all my love to you too, Madge. I love you all. Bye bye. And don't forget to smile. Thank you.